Okay, we're about ready to get going again. So if you can take your seats again. The next, you know, one of the nice things about this concert here is there, from year to year, there are always novel configurations, musicians to get together for the first time. And this is about as close to an interplanetary combination as we're going to get. I see represented here in this next act, San Antonio, Texas, Baltimore, Iowa, Miami, and New York. Now, that's a fair number of places. Donna Long on the piano, you've met already. And we have Mark Stone from San Antonio, Texas, a wonderful baron player. And Mark is a member of the group St. James's Gate. We have a fellow that I first met when I arrived in Philadelphia in 1973. He was about 11 years old then, very precocious, playing the whistle, and about a year or so later he started off on the pipes and became a brilliant young piper about the age of 16 or so. He's living out in Iowa, Timmy Britton. And then we have two people rounding off this quintet who come from very, very musical families. Joni Madden from the Bronx. the queen mother of Cherish the Ladies. And Joni comes from a very musical family. Her father, Joe, was from County Galway, great accordion player. And Joni didn't get it from nowhere, as they say. And then rounding off the quintet is a man I've known for a good many years, comes again from a wonderful musical family. His father, John Kelly, was a major force in the evolution of Ceoltóirí Chulainn, which led to the formation of the Chieftains. And James Kelly, his son, is a great figure in Irish music in America, currently living in Miami. So make them welcome, Joni Madden, James Kelly, Timmy Britton, Donna Long, Mark Stone.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Myself and Joni were fighting over who's going to talk. And I keep telling
you. And I've set it up already.
You're right. But there were a couple of reels we played for you called the Mullingar Races. The second was called the Temple House Reel. And we finished off with a reel called the Flogging Reel. And we're going to continue on. We're going to call on Tim to play some music for you. So, Tim, you might.
I should say just a word about this contraption here, the Illin pipes. This design is basically about 250 years old, developed from the Irish version of the more common bagpipe that we now know as a Scottish pipes. One of the main differences is that it's pumped with a bellows. We haven't figured out where the air is coming from yet. I've got this bellows strapped around my elbow, which is what Illin means, is elbow pipes, Piab Illin. The drones here go over my leg instead of over my shoulder the way the Scottish ones are. And I stop the end of the chanter, this melody pipe, on this leather pad on my leg so I can stop the sound, which you can't do on a bagpipe. The whole idea of a bag being to give you a constant sound. And you can also get 2-octave range on this, which is unique amongst bagpipes. You can overblow the reed and get a full 2 octaves. You can also get chords, or car horns.
We know what those are in New York.
Right. And there you have it. So I'm going to play a slow air called Astor Machri, and we'll go into, James and I will go into an old piping jig called The Hag with the Money, and we'll go into another jig. Yep, that's what it's called. The last one is Tell Her I Am.
Tell her I am what?
Broke.
Yeah, I was just going to say. I have to do the requisite tuning now. Excuse me.
Thanks very much. I'm going to play you a couple of reels next. And I want to dedicate these to all my students here this week, who I've driven mad already with all my fussy tips and do's and don'ts. And I'm going to drive them mad for the rest of the week, so it's not going to stop. The nightmare continues. And these are a couple of reels for all you people. Thank you.
James Kelly.
Thanks very much.
You mind if I stand up as well? The air gets down there better, you know what I mean? We're going to feature Mark Stone once again, all the way from Texas.
Hot
students as well. Thanks, guys.
To call on Donna Long to play some music on the piano for you next, and she's picked a slow air at the play called Marclú I Limni, or Limerick's Lamentation, which was written either around or sometime after the fall of Limerick, which would be 1691. It's a beautiful slow air.
One last blast for the road here, so enjoy the rest of the concert. What are we doing here? Sport and Patty, Fred Finns, the Gatehouse Maid, and the Boyne Hunt. All right?
Right.
Right.
Listen, don't forget, by the way, that we all have recordings as well, and we're sick to death of carrying them around all week.
Joni Madden, James Kelly, Tim Britton, Donna Long, and Mark Stone. No concert of Irish music and song and dance would be complete without a singer, or at least one singer, singing in the Irish language. And there's one extraordinary aspect of Irish culture that, despite all the odds, has survived and thrived in Ireland. It's the Sean Nós style of singing, the old way. A lot of people listening to this find it reminiscent of other kinds of singing found in the East. People say it's similar to singing that one would find in India or along North Africa, along the Southern Mediterranean. And it has a lot of those characteristics. It's a cappella, sung in a nasalized fashion with an awful lot of ornamentation. This style of singing was preserved in the little houses of Connemara with no public audience. There were certainly no festival audiences, or there were no heritage festivals or no major concerts where this was celebrated. For many, many years, it was looked down upon as the the art form of the peasantry, the lowest social order. And over the last 20 or 30 years, it's come back to its rightful position as one of the great art forms in our culture. And it's great to have a singer in that style, keeping this wonderful tradition going here in Augusta. She's here for the second year from Inverin in Connemara in the County Galway. Please make welcome Bridget Fitzgerald.
Para Yeri. Ked Mila Falls Ruvilug. No response? Where's my Irish class? Good evening. Welcome. It's lovely to be back here again. I'm going to do a song in Irish called Emona Chrik. This is for my Irish class. They're learning it. This is a song about Edmund Ryan of the Hills. A couple of hundred years ago, he was an outlaw. And it's a love story. He came to his sweetheart's door with the bullets coming fast behind him, asking for shelter.
Thank you. Thanks very much. I'm going to do a song that's half in Irish, half in English. This is a song called Carrick Fergus. I'm sure many of you have heard the all-English version. This is a song I got from the singing of Sean O'Shea on a Sean O'Riada album.
Sochar she swas dim sa far er yer. Stavans lias twas di snabalti moro. Ach dog she on me os kodom pen. Sra wang she kan so fashion temple. The wang she is ton im our fame. Ach nish ton tain log is kan fall er lies a gum. Skamahim a wim I wish I had you in Carrick Fergus, ni fadon orchin gobalichu. Sailing over the deep blue waters, in Yamagrogal, Siegeluem. But the seas are deep, love, and I can swim over, and neither hope have I wings to fly. I wish I met with the handy boatman to ferry over my love and I. Don Juan de Town isn't as a tragent, son tart ni faded, lo me the queen. Go in and lour a rum, O haun go fe-bur, Snach mei sherelum, go fe-l-vir. I am seldom drunk, though I am never sober. And my days are over. Come, Malia, story, now lay me down.
Thanks very much.
Well, as well as musical associations, great friendships are formed in Augusta, as you all well know. And the two next musicians met for the first time down here in Augusta, must have been 11 years or so ago. One of the musicians is Bill McComiskey, and I've known Bill for a good many years. Bill is originally from